And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is money well spent. Each of my guests is describing their subject matter, and we'll decide if it's money well spent. My next guest is a travel writer who believes that we should chuck the travel guides and explore foreign countries to discover the transformative magic of travel. We'll discuss her theories of foreign travel from her book, Life is a Trip. And if you want to call in and ask questions about travel or speak to my guest, you can always call us at 639-0008. Judy Fine is an award-winning international travel journalist who lives to leave. She has resided for more than 10 years in Europe, North Africa, and has a passion for adventures that are exotic, authentic, quirky, historic, and immersed in the local culture. She has written travel articles for more than 90 magazines, newspapers, and internet sites. She's appeared on the Today Show and countless local TV and regional TV shows and radio shows. Judy is the editor and co-founder of the popular website YourLifeIsATrip.com, which features more than 70 different writers. She is the vice president of the Travel Journalists Guild, and with her photojournalist husband, Paul Ross, she provides our producer travel videos, slideshows, and does travel performances. The duo teaches travel writing and photography around the globe and have led authentic and are enthusiastic participants on cultural immersion trips to destinations like Guatemala, the Yucatan, and Turkey. Welcome to the show, Judy. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill. It's morning here. How
it's
are you?
It's morning here, too. So we're doing great. Thanks. Now, you are the travel bug, and you've just returned from Istanbul and points beyond. You lead a very exciting life. So what are some of the magical, transformative powers that you find in travel?
Well, first, you have to cultivate a traveler's mindset.
And what's
and
that?
You can do this even if you never leave your hometown. You can do this in Ventura County. You can do this in Santa Barbara. It's opening yourself up, really opening yourself up to experience. And everything I write about and speak about is telling people how they can do that.
So all right.
You can be, for example, we were just in Tunisia, and you know there was a revolution there.
Yes.
And we went behind the scenes of the revolution. Everybody's so afraid to go there. It's very, very safe. But we wanted to find out, what did the people say about the revolution? So I apply my traveler's mindset to the revolution in Tunisia or to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I live. What that means is you don't have an agenda. You don't have a list of things that you have to see. You don't have a guidebook. You just show up. Let's say you sit down in a restaurant. I always do this. This is very often how I get started. I order something to eat. I go to a really local restaurant. And I start talking to the people at the table next to me. And I say to them, wow, could you recommend something really unusual to do? The people get very excited because folks always want to talk about their hometown. And the next thing you know, you're off on an adventure. It can be that easy. But the idea is that travel, money well spent to me, means go someplace. It can be the town next to you. It can be Tunisia, Istanbul. I just came back from the country of Georgia, Ecuador before that. And what you spend money on is having life experiences. Talk to people. Travel really is about people. You know, my secret agenda is that this is how we can contribute to world peace. If you get to know people, believe me, you don't want to bomb them. So what I write about is kind of how you get immersed. How do you enter into a culture? How do you get to know the people? How do you get behind the scenes? And if what you're interested in is having cocktail party chatter for the rest of your life, travel this way. If what you're interested in is spending your money to buy you deep life experiences, this is how you do it. If having fun, if getting really getting away from your life is what you're looking for, if you really want R&R, if you need a break from what you're doing, if you're going through a life transition, if you show up at a destination, and again, it can be Uzbekistan or it can be, you know, in Ventura County. What you do is you learn how to listen to people. You learn how to ask the right kind of questions, and you learn how to say yes to everything that is not dangerous. So let's say someone says to you, do you want to go bowling? Maybe you have no interest in the world in bowling, but it's certainly not dangerous. If you say yes, This happened to me. Actually, this happened to me in Tunisia. I went to a bowling alley. Trust me, I don't know a billiard ball from a ping pong ball. I go to the bowling alley, and it was full of teenagers on a Saturday night. And people always think, you know, there's a stereotype of Arab women. Suddenly, all these girls are talking to me about sex, boys, dating. It was so deeply interesting, and I started to talk to them, and then they invited me to a party the next night. Next thing I knew, I'm at a kind of Tunisian-style rave with Arabic music, with women doing belly dancing, and all I did was say yes to going bowling. So it's that yes that gets you into adventure. And, of course, this is not just about travel. It's about your life, how to live your life like a traveler. If you're a tourist, what you do is you get a guidebook, and you check off all the sites that are interesting, and you make it your business to get to every one of them. You find out how much they cost, when they're open, and you come back, and you will have had guidebook travel. But if you see the sites that are important to you, of course, you don't want to travel and not see them. But let's say at each site, you talk to someone online, waiting in line in front of you. Let's say somebody's wearing a turban online in front of you, and you say, God, I hope I'm not embarrassing you, or I hope I'm not being intrusive, but could you explain to me why you wear a turban? You will most likely get an invitation someplace, or at least you'll sit down and have coffee with the person, or you'll have an interesting talk, and it will lead you on an adventure. To me, if you have money and you have a life, you want to have adventure.
My guest is Judy Fine. Judy, I have to take a breath there. She's the author of Life is a Trip, The Transformational Magic of Travel. Judy, there's so much in those answers that you've given me. I just want to go back to two things. You talked about your experience in Tunisia, and you're right. Tunisia has just gone through a revolution. If I open up the Sunday Los Angeles Times and I look in the back there, they've got a section that has State Department warnings, countries not to go to. And if I recall correctly, Tunisia was on that list. So, you know, you talk about not getting in harm's way, but there you go to a country that is on the State Department's list of areas not to visit. So how do you balance that need for adventure with the need for safety, too?
Okay, adventure for me never means danger. I'm not a danger junkie. I don't like to be in any danger. But here's something. After 9/11 in New York, did anybody say, don't go to New York? People went to New York, and everybody encouraged them to go to New York. It's the same thing. When there's not an active fighting in the ground revolution going on in Tunisia.
No.
But I would recommend going there because there was a revolution, and you have to exercise the same caution you would if you traveled anywhere in the world. You have to make sure that your pockets aren't being picked, although, you know, there's so little of that in Arab countries. You have to be circumspect like you would anywhere, just like a conscious human being. But I just got back from Tunisia last week, and I felt I never thought about it. I really never thought about it once I was there, because the people love Americans.
All right.
Come running out to talk to you. They invite you to their house. It's such an immersive exchange that you completely forget that there was a State Department warning.
Let's talk about the immersion then, because that is an integral part of what you're saying. An immersion typically requires that you communicate. And so they're the language issues. You know,
yes.
You go to Tunisia, I don't speak Farsi, so I'm going to have a real hard time communicating with people in their native tongue. Now, it's true that English has become the world language, that in addition to the native language speakers, you know, you've got, I don't know how many millions of Chinese that are learning it as a second language,
yes,
and so forth. Everybody in every country that you go to speaks some level of English. However, how do you get past the communications issues in an immersion situation?
Okay. First, in Tunisia, the first language is Arabic. The second language is French. If you took any high school French, Spanish, any Romance language, you can fake your way through a sentence or an expression. What it does, it opens up people's hearts because they see you're trying to communicate. English. Of course, young people are going to speak English. But if you're with somebody you want to talk to, and that person, you don't speak any French, you probably do not speak Arabic, and that person is limited English, there is always someone around who can help with the translation and the interpretation. But the big secret about this, Bill, is that I do not think that communication is about having grammatically perfect language. When you want to communicate with someone, you will find a way to do it. There will be a waiter in the restaurant. There'll be someone who can help you with the English. If the goal is communication and you don't focus on somehow mastering a language wherever you're traveling, you will find a way to communicate. That's key, that you have to want to really talk to people, and then you will find a way to do it if that's really your goal.
All right. My guest is Judy Fine, author of the book, That Life is a Trip. The other part of that answer is you said that you have to be circumspect to the customs of that country. So it does require some research on your part. If you go into an Arab country, do you have to wear a burqa? You're a woman. Did you wear a burqa in Tunisia? Was that important to them that you were circumspect to their religion in their country?
Okay. Tunisia is like a European country. The women are airplane pilots and doctors and everything else you can imagine. Women are out there. They're top posts in government. So that's really not an issue. Women don't wear anything. As a matter of fact...
Women wear nothing? I want to go to Tunisia.
You want to go immediately to Tunisia. By the way, it's very famous for its beaches. Europeans go to Tunisia the way we go to Hawaii or beaches in Mexico. It's the playground for people who want to just have fun. And if you're interested in culture, there are people still living in caves. You can go on camel rides. There's such exotic things. You shop in a souk. So there's everything. But it's a very modern country. And the only customs, I don't know, you have to be a respectful human being. And people will tell you that if you do something wrong, this is not just in Tunisia, but anywhere in the world, they'll tell you this, say, you know, in our country, men don't shake hands with women. Or they'll say, you never pat a kid on the head. That happened in Thailand. People will, if they see that you're open-hearted and you really want to communicate, they'll tell you what's not okay and what's okay to do. You know, here I am, a travel journalist. I very, very rarely research a destination before I go.
Wow.
I want to be Marco Polo, Mrs. Marco Polo. I want to just land there and figure it out, find out. So I really do not research very, you know, did Marco Polo have guidebooks? Or read about State Department warnings? No, of course not. I want to travel like that, and I never want to be in danger. And luckily, I never am.
Now, that is fortunate. My guest is Judy Fine. And Judy and all of that, what about this stereotype of the ugly American? You know, the American that comes in, and everything must be my way or the highway, even in another country. Isn't some of that stereotype still exist in other countries today?
Yeah, it does, but... You know, here you think Arab countries, they hate Americans. They love Americans. They don't like the government. But I said, hey, we feel the same way about yours, you know. they love American people because they think we're out there and we're friendly and we're warm. Yes, the ugly American, but you see ugly Americans in America. You know, you see behavior that is really atrocious, screaming at people because the wine is incorrect, whatever. So who you are travels with you. And really... the ugly Americans generally are in five-star hotels and, you know, go to very expensive restaurants and demand the thing. But, that, you know, that's a stereotype, too. I'm sorry I even said that. but the ugly American, you can go in your hometown. You'll see the ugly American. But most people who travel now are culturally aware. They try not to be ostentatious. Here's a little hint. When you travel, stop comparing everything to America. That's the number one way not to be an ugly American. Stop saying, you know, at home we have it better, or, you know, well, my mother makes it better, or in my school we did this. Just listen to how other people do things. There is so much to learn from other people. That's actually why I wrote a book. It's a lot of work to write a book. I wanted to share with my readers what I learned from other cultures that I can apply to my life. Solutions to life issues, different ways of looking at things, from love to marriage to family discord to death to forgiveness. This is what I learn when I travel, and I try never to say, oh, I don't like the way you do it here. I just don't do that.
Now, my guest is Judy Fine, author of the book, Life is a Trip, The Transformational Magic of Travel. Judy, in about the minute or so that we've got left, give us some of the hidden gems of travel that you've uncovered in your globetrotting.
Well, for example, if you go to Vietnam, I have found out about forgiveness. We were at war with Vietnam.
Yes, we were.
And how have they forgiven us? What they do is they find the humanity in people. They are no longer angry at the soldiers because they realize they didn't want to be fighting. They were soldiers, too. How they have opened their hearts to forgiveness. forgiveness. In Guatemala, I met a Mayan god made out of wood who forgives people for their sins. So people who have drug addiction problems, who have poor behaviors, who have gotten into trouble. Here is a god who forgives you because the god sins himself. So I really learned, how can you have a spiritual connection that involves forgiveness for who you are and allowance for who you are? It's a constant unfolding, learning process. So the gems are specific to each culture, and all you have to do is just show up, be curious, and the gems are personal. They're jewels that you can put in your own life jewel box, Bill. I don't know how else to say it.
Life jewel box. That's a great little expression. I'm going to steal that one from you.
It's yours.
All right, thanks. My guest has been Judy Fine, author of the book Life is a Trip, The Transformational Magic of Travel. Judy, if people are excited about what they hear, they maybe have not made their summer travel plans, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Okay, my website is Global Adventure. That's singular. GlobalAdventure. .us, like United States, globaladventure.us, and contact me, email me, at your service. If, I live to leave and to encourage you to leave too and to become a traveler in your own life. That's my goal.
globaladventure.us. My guest has been Judy Fine. She wants you to leave. She's a travel expert. She wants you to get out there and experience the world. Judy, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, you're great. Thank you.
Thank you.